We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Hoping some out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, welcome. I am Jay. You're tuned in to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk and Podcast. Today's show is Cost of Waiting right here, the power segment where I'm wrapping everything up. Basically what I'm talking about here, and I really want to drive home this concept, is the fact that the world is not currently in a vacuum. Things don't stop. Inflation doesn't stop. Rotation of the earth on the axle does not stop. Appreciation of homes, the cost of living, all of these things continue forward. You age, families grow, and tomorrow comes. And the world can't wait. It won't wait for you. So when I talk to individuals on a regular basis saying, Jay, what you're saying about home ownership, about consolidating my mortgage, about getting rid of my debt, about moving forward in home ownership, that's all great, but I'm going to have to wait and think about it, which is fine. I call that an indecision. But the fact of the matter is waiting is a decision to do nothing in indecision. Now, there's some specific times that you should wait, and I'm going to define those. But here is the cost of waiting. I shared two illustrations during the show. If you had a $300,000 mortgage in 2017 at 4%, you'd pay $2,000 a month. That same mortgage in 2018 at 5% is going to be $2,200 a month. That's principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, all in at $300,000. Now, going forward in 2019, rates are going up to 6%. You can't stop it. It's called the Trump bump. There's already some arguments going on with Jay Powell and our current president about, listen to this. The president doesn't say the opposing party is his biggest threat or the Southern Wall is his biggest threat. He says the Federal Reserve is his biggest threat because they keep increasing the interest rates and they're doing it because something I can't talk about today, which is called bond normalization. And as they increase the interest rates, they have to continue to resell some of our unsold debt so the trillions of dollars don't fold in and overtake our whole GDP. That's a conversation that is far too complex for you today. I do not want to digress. I just want to tell you, by 2019, your $300,000 mortgage payment is going to go from $2,200 to $2,400 because of the cost of waiting. In 2020, when we start to get close to real substantial recovery, interest rates are going to be 7% on that $300,000 mortgage, the same exact one that you would have today. The payment's going to be $2,600 principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So that's a reality. Now, in Colorado, we have another wonderful thing. We're so blessed. Year to date, our homes, not only are interest rates going up, but our homes are appreciating, get this staggering number, of 11.6% year to date. We are going to have another year in Colorado where home appreciation is not 4% like it is in Wisconsin or Indiana. It's not 6% like it is in Austin, Texas. It's going to be 11.6%, guaranteed to be over 10%. That's the likes of San Bernardino, California, Boston, Massachusetts. There are not many areas. Denver, Colorado, we are in the basket of the most quickly appreciating real estate in the nation other than the regions I just mentioned. And now if you take the increase of interest rates plus the increase of appreciation right here in Colorado, looking at a more realistic, instead of $300,000 mortgage, looking at a mortgage that is about $240,000, where our median homes are about $290,000, at 4.75%, you got about a $1,600 a year, a $1,600 a month mortgage. 2019, with the increase of interest rates and the appreciation of the house at 7.5%, being very conservative, your payment's going to go up $250 from $1,660 a month all in to $1,920 all in. And from 2019 to 2020, as your home appreciates and your down payment's the same, the baseline to own a home with 10% down is going to go from $1,900 all the way up to $2,200 So it's increasing exponentially, $591 a month. Call it $600 a month is the cost of waiting from 2018 through the end of 2020. That is $7,200 a year. But here is the solution. Very, very simple. When do you wait and when do you push forward? Here's the five different principles, but first, the standard. The standard is this. If your income and your education and your earning is flat, and it's not going to be any better next year than it is this year, you need to stop, drop, and roll, pull your car over, call me at 719-330-1457. You need to stretch, get a friend, get a girlfriend, get a husband, get a mother, get a father, get anybody to help you to get into a house now, because you're being left behind at the tune of 1% interest rate and 7% appreciation every year. Just wave bye-bye. Raise your hand, wave bye-bye to the cars next to you. Because stop on the freeway, and that's what's happening in the train station. People are just passing you by. So if you have absolutely no appreciation in your income or your salary or your career or your private business, all the way up to 7%, you want to get into this market as fast as possible, and this is your calling card. It's what my wife and I did from 2012 to 2017, and then when we did make extra money, we just bought extra houses, and that's how we went from zero houses to seven houses in less than 5 years. I still drive a beat-up Ford Escape, but it helped me get in. Now, if you're someone like my friends Lynn and Carrie, who are growing this amazing candle company that's growing 20-30% a year, stay focused. If your business is absolutely exploding and you are growing faster than appreciation and the interest rate, keep your head down, because when you're done, you'll be able to buy a house for cash. But you have to know when to move forward, when to wait, and most importantly, what is your cost of waiting? And there isn't just a cost of waiting with the interest rate or the appreciation. When the stock market continues to correct, ask yourself this holiday, how much is my stock market going to go down before I pull out and invest in an investment property? Maybe with your son, your daughter, your adult children, invest in them so they can get into the market. They can pay you back later and you won't lose money. This next year, you could lose money in the market. Buy an investment property. The next thing is your percent. If you have a house that you've purchased as a rental and you're making $600 a month profit on that rent, that's $7,200 a year, you've only invested $50,000, your return on investment is over 15% based on the money that you invested into that home. Your tenant pays the rest. And lastly, and most importantly, everybody out there who owns a house, who has unsecured debt at 18, 19, 20%, your cost of waiting is that if you don't eliminate all your unsecured debt as prime interest rate, credit cards, line of equities, car loans continue to go up, you're going to pay more interest rate at a time when home equity is at its largest pace in Colorado. So you have to call it 719-330-1457. For non-radio listeners, I charge $140 an hour for non-radio listeners for consulting. You can call me at 330-1457. Get 1 hour of free consulting just for mentioning this show. Set the appointment now. Make the call. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. And as I state at the end of every single show, this stuff is important, but it's not the most important. I want you to go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what is the most important. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God right now. Pull over before Christmas and say, Lord Jesus, please deliver my passion and my purpose in life today, because that's what I found in you, the radio listeners. Somebody that I would help passionately pursue for free because you fulfill me and add back. I'm doing that early next year with the publication of my book, The Three Little Houses. Stay tuned for more details on that and have a great holiday weekend. And hopefully, I'm the first one to tell you, Merry Christmas. Look forward to speaking with you next week.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
everybody knows. Some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right.